All right, so you're ready to kind of up your game as an entrepreneur, and you know that means getting that mindset right. Well, we're going to dig into that today. We're taking a deep dive into this podcast called The Gold Standard Mindset Shifts for Entrepreneurial Success. It's from a show called Mindset Mastery for Entrepreneurs, and we're going to figure out how to make the most impactful shifts work for you.
You know, these aren't just like theoretical ideas. They're really practical tools to help you deal with the challenges
Yeah.
and the opportunities that come with entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and the first thing they talk about is the growth mindset. And they use this analogy of a muscle. You know, the more you work it out, the stronger it gets. But you probably already know the basics of the growth mindset, so let's go deeper.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just about believing you can improve. It's about really looking for challenges and opportunities to learn. And the cool thing is, neuroscience shows this is true. When we're open to challenges, our brains actually create new connections, so we become more adaptable and tougher.
So it's like rewiring our brains for success. I remember when I was starting my business, I was so afraid to fail that I always played it safe. But once I started taking risks and getting out of my comfort zone, that's when things really started to happen.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of how a growth mindset can make a real difference. Think about your journey. What's a challenge you faced that looking back actually helped you grow? What did you learn from it that you wouldn't have learned otherwise?
Yeah, that's a really good question for all of us. Okay, so the next mindset shift they talk about is embracing uncertainty. They compare it to walking through a dark forest without a flashlight. You know that feeling of not knowing what's ahead?
And for a lot of people, that's scary.
Yeah.
We're kind of programmed to want certainty and avoid risk. But successful entrepreneurs actually lean into uncertainty. They know that innovation and opportunity are often found in those uncharted areas.
I love that. It's not about being careless, it's about being okay with not having all the answers. It reminds me of something Reid Hoffman said. You know, the founder of LinkedIn. He said, "If you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late." I think that really shows how powerful it is to accept imperfection and keep improving as you go.
Totally. Think about companies like Netflix or Amazon. They didn't start out as giants. They kept experimenting, changing, and adapting to the market. And that willingness to be okay with uncertainty is a big reason for their success.
So, how can we as entrepreneurs start to be more comfortable with the unknown? What are some things we can do?
Well, one way is to start incorporating little experiments in your business. Maybe test a new marketing channel, try a different pricing strategy, or even just ask your customers what they think of a new idea. These little steps can help build your confidence, and they can show you that uncertainty isn't something to be afraid of, but actually a chance to explore.
I like that. It's about breaking down those big, scary uncertainties into smaller, more manageable experiments.
Exactly. And each experiment, whether it works or not, gives you valuable data to help you make your next move. You're basically turning uncertainty into an opportunity to learn.
That's a really smart way to look at it. So the third mindset shift they talk about is focusing on creating value. They say it's not just about selling something, it's about making a real difference in people's lives.
Right. It's about understanding what your customers really need and want deep down and creating solutions that they connect with. Think about the companies that have the most loyal fans. They're not just selling products, they're building communities, creating experiences, and connecting with their customers on an emotional level.
That's true. It's about building a brand that stands for something beyond just making money. It's about having a mission, a purpose that's bigger than just selling stuff.
Exactly. When you're truly focused on creating value, it shows in everything you do, your product development, your marketing, your customer service. And that authenticity is what draws people in and builds lasting relationships.
It's about changing your mindset from what can I sell to what problem can I solve? So let's dig into this a little more. How can entrepreneurs make sure they're really creating value for their audience?
The key is to start with empathy. Really put yourself in your customer's shoes. What are their pain points? What are they hoping for? What keeps them up at night?
Yeah, that's powerful. It's about going beyond just the basic demographics and really understanding what drives their decisions.
Exactly. And once you understand your target audience that well, you can start to design your product or service to meet their specific needs and desires.
It's about moving from selling to serving. So let's go to the fourth mindset shift. This one's really important for entrepreneurs' resilience and adaptability.
And they make a great comparison to a roller coaster and a tornado. Because, let's be honest, entrepreneurship can be a wild ride. There will be ups and downs, unexpected challenges, and times when you feel like you're getting tossed around. But successful entrepreneurs are great at bouncing back from setbacks.
Like those inflatable punching bags, you knock them down and they just pop right back up.
Exactly. And that's because they've developed a mindset that lets them see challenges as chances to grow.
It's not about avoiding failure. It's about learning from it and coming back stronger. And that's where adaptability comes in. It's about being able to adjust your course, change your strategy, and make decisions quickly when things don't go as planned.
And those skills aren't just helpful for entrepreneurs. They're really important for life in general. Think about it. How many times have you had to deal with sudden changes, whether it's a shift in the market, a global pandemic, or even just a personal setback? Being able to adapt and bounce back is what helps us thrive when things get tough.
Absolutely. So how can we as entrepreneurs build that resilience muscle? What are some practical things we can do?
Well, one way is to start changing how you think about challenges. Instead of seeing them as threats, try to see them as chances to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this that will make me stronger in the future?
That's a big shift in thinking. It's about turning those setbacks into stepping stones.
Exactly. And another important part of resilience is self-care. When you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or burned out, it's harder to bounce back from challenges. So make sure you're doing things that help you recharge and stay mentally and emotionally strong.
That's so important. And it's something a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with. We get so caught up in the hustle that we forget to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, and that's where mindfulness practices can be really helpful. Things like meditation yoga or spending time in nature, they give you a chance to step away from the chaos and reconnect with yourself, which can boost your resilience and help you adapt to tough situations.
That's great. It's about finding those things that help you stay grounded and centered in the middle of the entrepreneurial storm, you know? Okay, so the last mindset shift we'll unpack is one that people often overlook, but it's arguably the most important, having a long-term vision.
They compare it to a lighthouse guiding a ship through stormy seas. It's about having that clear sense of direction, that guiding light that helps you navigate the challenges and uncertainties of building a business.
It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day stuff, you know, the urgent tasks, the fires that need putting out. But having a long-term vision keeps you focused on the big picture, the ultimate goal you're working towards.
Yeah, it gives you a sense of purpose and helps you make decisions that align with your long-term goals, even when those decisions are hard or not popular.
So, how can entrepreneurs develop a strong long-term vision for their business? What are some practical steps they can take?
Well, one way is to start by imagining your ideal future. Picture yourself 5 or 10 years from now. What does your business look like? How are you impacting the world? What legacy do you want to leave behind?
That's powerful. It's about connecting with your why, your deeper reason for building this business.
Exactly. And once you have that vision in mind, you can start working backward, figuring out the key milestones and actions you need to get there.
It's about turning that vision into a roadmap, a strategic plan that guides your decisions and keeps you moving toward your long-term goals.
And remember, your vision doesn't have to be set in stone. It can and should change as you learn and grow. But having that overall sense of direction is what sets apart those who just survive in business from those who truly thrive.
That's a great point. So we've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive, exploring those five key mindset shifts that can change your entrepreneurial journey.
We've talked about the growth mindset, embracing uncertainty, focusing on value creation, resilience and adaptability, and having a long-term vision. These are powerful ideas, but they're just the start.
Yeah, and the next part. We'll take a closer look at each of these mindset shifts, and we'll explore practical strategies and tips you can start using in your business today. So stay tuned.
Welcome back. Let's get into how you can actually use these mindset shifts.
Yeah, so we've got these five powerful tools: growth mindset, embracing uncertainty, focusing on value creation, resilience, and that long-term vision. Where should our listener even start?
It can be a bit overwhelming, right? I'd say pick the one that speaks to you the most right now. You don't have to tackle them all at once.
Right. Okay. Focus your energy, master one, then move on to the next. So let's say our listener is really into that growth mindset idea. What are some real steps they can take?
One of the best things you can do is change how you talk to yourself. Instead of saying, "I'm not good at this," try saying, "I'm learning and getting better at this every day." Sounds simple, but it shifts your focus from what you can't do to what you can.
It's like training your brain to see challenges as opportunities to grow. I've also found it helpful to be around people who have that growth mindset.
That's so important. Your environment has a huge impact on your mindset. Find mentors, join mastermind groups, connect with people who inspire you to push yourself.
It's about creating a support system that encourages you to go further and embrace those challenges. Now, what about embracing uncertainty? That can be a tough one for a lot of entrepreneurs.
Oh, for sure. It's about getting comfortable not having all the answers. One way is to start small. You don't have to take on the biggest, scariest uncertainties right away. Find areas in your business where you can experiment and take some calculated risks.
Like dipping your toes in the water before jumping in the deep end. Each small step builds your confidence and helps you get more comfortable with not knowing everything.
Exactly. And when you see good results from those experiments, it proves that embracing uncertainty can lead to great things. I remember when I first started investing, I was so afraid of riskiness. I only put my money in the safest, most predictable options. But then I started trying some riskier investments. And while not all of them worked out, the ones that did really boosted my growth.
That's a perfect example of how stepping outside your comfort zone can lead to breakthroughs. So let's talk about focusing on value creation. How can our listener make sure they're not just selling a product, but actually making a difference for their customers?
It all starts with really understanding your target audience.
Yeah.
Go deeper than just their demographics. What are their pain points, their aspirations? What keeps them up at night?
It's about getting inside their heads and hearts, understanding what motivates them and what challenges they face on a deeper level.
Right. And one of the best ways to do that is to talk to them directly. Have conversations with your customers. Do surveys really listen to their feedback? The more you understand their perspective, the better you'll be able to create solutions that truly resonate with them.
It's about building those strong relationships and seeing your customers as partners in your journey. Now, resilience and adaptability, these are so important for any entrepreneur. But how can they actually be developed?
Mindfulness is an incredibly powerful technique. When you're mindful, you're more aware of your thoughts and emotions, which helps you respond to challenges more calmly and clearly.
It's about not letting your emotions control your decisions. I remember this one time I was facing a major setback in my business, and I almost made a really bad decision out of fear and frustration. But then I took a step back. I used some mindfulness techniques, and I was able to approach the situation with a clearer head. It ended up being a turning point for me.
That's a great example of how mindfulness can help you get through tough situations. And it's a skill you can develop with practice.
And I think having a strong support system is crucial too.
Oh, absolutely. Surround yourself with people who believe in you. People who can encourage and guide you when things are hard. Mentors, coaches, fellow entrepreneurs, they can provide so much support and perspective.
It's about having that network of trusted advisors who can help you weather the storms. So let's talk about developing that long-term vision. This can feel daunting for some people, but it's so important for lasting success.
It is. And one exercise I like to do is imagine myself 5 or 10 years from now. What does my ideal future look like, both personally and professionally?
It's about really visualizing what you're working towards, connecting with that vision on an emotional level.
Exactly. And once you have that vision in mind, you can start working backward, figuring out the key milestones and actions you need to take to get there. Break down your long-term goals into smaller, more manageable steps.
It's about creating a roadmap for your journey and making sure your daily actions are aligned with your long-term goals. But it's also important to remember that your vision can and should evolve over time.
You're right. It's not set in stone. Be open to adjusting your course as you learn and gain experience. The key is to have that overall sense of direction, that guiding light that keeps you focused on what truly matters.
Okay, so we've talked about some really powerful ways to actually use these mindset shifts, but I think it's important to acknowledge that changing your mindset isn't always easy.
It's true. It's not a one-time fix. It's a continuous process. It's about constantly challenging yourself to think differently and approach challenges from a new perspective.
It's about being patient with yourself and recognizing that it takes time to develop new habits and ways of thinking.
Absolutely. And it's about celebrating those small wins along the way. Every time you catch yourself falling back into old patterns and you consciously choose to change your perspective, that's a win.
It's those small shifts, those little changes that ultimately lead to lasting transformation. So as we wrap up this second part of our deep dive, let's just take a moment to think about everything we've covered.
Yeah, we've explored 5 powerful mindset shifts. Growth mindset, embracing uncertainty, focusing on value creation, resilience and adaptability, and having a long-term vision. And we've looked at some practical strategies and techniques for actually using them.
But the real work starts now. It's time to take these ideas and apply them to your entrepreneurial journey.
Exactly. So in the next part, We'll share some final thoughts and key takeaways that will help you put these mindset shifts to work and achieve even more success.
Wow, we've really explored a lot in this deep dive, haven't we?
We have.
Talking about all those important mindset shifts for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we've gone beyond just the theory. We've really gotten into how you can use these concepts in your own journey.
And you know what's really hit me? It's how connected all these mindset shifts are.
Oh, absolutely. They all work together and make each other stronger.
Right. Like you start with a growth mindset. That belief that you can keep learning and evolving, then you embrace uncertainty, realizing that challenges are really just opportunities in disguise.
And that leads you to focus on creating real value for your customers because you're not afraid to experiment and make things better.
And when you inevitably hit those setbacks, you've got the resilience and adaptability to bounce back even stronger. And all along the way, you're guided by that long-term vision, that unwavering purpose, you know.
Yeah. It's a pretty powerful combination.
So as we wrap up, I want to ask you something. Out of all the mindset shifts we've talked about today, which one really stuck with you?
It's different for everyone. Which one got you thinking or maybe even a little excited? Hold on to that feeling.
Because here's the thing. Knowledge is only really powerful when you use it.
So what's one small thing, even a tiny thing, that you can do today to start building that mindset shift that really resonated with you?
Write it down. Commit to it. And just watch how it starts to change your entrepreneurial journey.
And remember, you're not alone in this. There are so many entrepreneurs out there going through the same things and working towards the same goals.
Yeah, connect with them, learn from them, support each other, because together we can achieve amazing things.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep pushing yourself, and keep growing.